This review is brought to you by 13 Turns, a new horror anthology by Kevin Carr. 13 jolting tales of terror, murder, and the macabre. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited. Okay, here's the deal. Sometimes the rock music superstars aren't just the band members. This was certainly the case for Chris Stamp and Kit Lambert. The new documentary, Lambert and Stamp, tells the story of how the duo stumbled into the management of The Who, one of the greatest bands to emerge from England in the 1960s. Their haphazard style helped define the tone of the band's music and the direction for its stars. However, not unlike the story of bands themselves, Lambert and Stamp also faced their own dark sides. Lambert and Stamp was made for the fans of The Who or those who passionately lived through the music movement in the 1960s themselves. Personally, while I'm plenty familiar with The Who, I came onto the music scene a couple of decades later, and by the time I was aware of this, it was all history. The movie fills in a lot of the informational gaps about the 60s and The Who, though it does drag on a bit long and struggle to find focus through about half the picture. Still, it works as an effective retrospective of the group's historic rise to fame. Lambert and Stamp gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.